ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
One of Australia's most recognisable broadcasters is facing the biggest battle of his life. Alan Jones has pleaded not guilty to multiple historical sexual assault charges, and now the case is before the courts.
I'm not going to dwell here on the allegations made about me, other than to say that I refute them entirely.
As witnesses step into the box and the evidence unfolds, the Case Law podcast will be your eyes and ears inside the courtroom. Search the Case Law podcast on ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's one of the strangest showdowns in political history. A man dressed as a bin taking on a populist right-wing leader. And at the end of the week, voters will decide. So, will it be Count Binface or Nigel Farage? Today, Gemma Forte, co-host of the Trawl podcast, on why the bin can't be ruled out. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily.
Bizarre beachside by-election between a man hoping to be the UK's next Prime Minister and a man dressed as a bin.
Do not underestimate the power of the bin.
Reform UK leader Nigel Farage has announced he'll quit his seat in Parliament and immediately seek re-election as he vows to clear his name over allegations relating to millions of dollars worth of donations.
I've decided that the people of Clacton should be the judges of my actions.
The major parties have labelled this a circus and a fake by-election and refuse to participate.
He's terrified of the prospect of facing me, Mano Abino.
Gemma, I think we've all heard of him by now, but a man dressed as a bin is shaking up British politics. And, well, that could only ever happen in Britain, right? Because you need the British humour.
Well, this is it. I mean, I do worry slightly that from the outside looking in, we must look like we've finally lost the plot. But that said, it's actually, in my opinion, wonderful what's happening because the backstory is quite complex.
Yes.
And Count Binface is this figure who's been around the sort of edges of politics for quite a long time now. He's one of these characters that crops up at various by-elections, elections and so on, and puts himself in the ring, if you like, yeah. Which is, I suppose, on a serious note, a good point about democracy. Absolutely anybody can stand if they choose to do so. And what he's doing is highlighting kind of how ridiculous this by-election that's coming up here in the UK is.
Now, you have interviewed him,
yes.
And actually, he did do an interview with the ABC.
Hello. It is a pleasure to meet you.
Well, Count Binface, thank you for joining us. You go after the big names, and now you're going after Nigel Farage. Why?
Well, I think going after is quite an aggressive phrase. I am participating in the wonder of democracy.
How did you find him? I know he's a comedian, but is there more depth to him than that?
Yeah, I think he's a clever guy and he does not want to entertain like his real identity. But you know what? Although, as I say, although it's amusing and he doesn't break from character and he is from Sigma 9, the planet, and he has Countess Binface, his wife, and the Binlings, he knows his onions. And I don't think he's doing it for commercial gain particularly. I think he is enjoying making a point. Somebody like Farage goes around calling himself anti-establishment. He went to a very expensive school. He's a multi-millionaire. He is backed by billionaires. The idea that he's for the common man is a bit of a joke.
Mm.
And in the run-up to this by-election, the reason Nigel Farage called it is because there's been a huge furore around A, gift of £5 million that he received but didn't declare.
Nigel Farage is facing a parliamentary standards investigation over undeclared donations that have potentially broken finance rules, including a £5 million gift he received from a cryptocurrency billionaire who was once convicted of wire fraud in the United States. In an effort
to... Well, the most extreme sanction would be expulsion from the House of Commons. He could also be asked to apologise to the House of Commons. He could be suspended from the House of Commons. And if he was suspended...
And people have started to ask the right questions. And it was sort of snowballing. And he was going on to shows, this is Farage, and being extraordinarily defensive. And one minute this gift was for his security. The next minute it was a reward for getting Brexit done.
Can you just clarify?
No. Let's be clear. It's an unconditional gift. I can spend it on cars if I want to.
This £5 million donation. Now, Nigel Farage, he argues it was actually given to him before he became a member of parliament. That's his argument. As you say, he gets so annoyed with journalists when they ask questions about this, including on the BBC.
I think it is the public's business to know.
No, it's not the public's business.
Well, it's being investigated by the Parliamentary Standards Committee, so it's somebody's business.
You're saying you need security,
a legitimate point. Yeah. How much of that money have you spent on security so far?
I'm sorry. I'm not going to answer that deliberately.
But there's no reason to call a by-election. He was voted in as MP of Clacton 2 years ago. So that's what's happening for no apparent reason. And, of course, the by-elections are expensive, time-consuming. But what happened was all the other major parties, Labour, Conservative, Liberal Democrats and Green, just said, we're not entertaining this. It's a load of rubbish. We know why you're doing it and we're not entertaining it and we're not standing a candidate. So suddenly you've got a situation where it's Nigel Farage versus a bin.
But the thing is, Count Binface in the polling, he's not doing that badly, is he?
No, I mean, he'll definitely scoop up more votes than he's ever had before. He stood in the by-election that was quite recent that saw Andy Burnham win a seat so that he could go on to become Prime Minister of the UK. And that was a huge by-election in a place called Makerfield near Manchester. And I think Count Binface at that election scooped up 95 votes. Mm. He's going to get a lot more in this one. But, you know, by-elections are a funny thing. What will the turnout be like? Yeah. I mean, I think Farage will win. But if he wins, he's beaten a bin. If he loses, he's lost to a bin. Oh. And they get very fed up with that line of questioning.
God.
And it sort of just does draw attention to what a farce this is. It really is. But in the meantime, Count Binface is getting interviewed everywhere. And some of his policies are things like pledging to abolish VAR in football. To stop people being able to use their speakerphones in public.
Yes.
To nationalise Adele, to make the price of a 99 flake 99p, etc. But then he's also talking about building affordable housing and, you know, there's some sense in there as well.
Yes.
And then he talks a lot about having to spend a certain amount of hours in Clacton if he wins, which is a direct jab again at Nigel Farage, who just, you know, is never in Clacton, basically.
But Gemma, up until the point of these allegations against Nigel Farage, I mean, his party, Reform UK, it was going really well, right? It was really growing in popularity and he did very well at local elections this year.
Yeah, they did very well at the council elections.
The populist Reform UK party, led by anti-immigration campaigner Nigel Farage, is now a legitimate political force, after claiming sweeping victories across the UK in the latest council elections.
It's a truly historic shift in British politics.
You can't deny, absolutely, the polls, they've had the edge over Labour for a while. Andy Burnham has now come in and we've had what we call the Burnham bounce. And for the first time in a long time, I think Labour had the edge. I think that might have settled again. So absolutely, we are looking at, you know, a party who appeal in a very populist way to a big section of society. Their policies, I mean, when you look at them, the only one that gets like constant airtime are their views on immigration, which is their bandwagon, if you like. And yet, the way they carry on, you would think that climate change wasn't an issue. You would think that affordable housing, the cost of living, you know, the cost of our groceries. And what's rather frustrating is Nigel Farage spearheaded the Brexit campaign, and Brexit's made us all poorer. There is evidence to suggest that our treasury loses out on 40 billion of tax receipts a year, at least, and that each individual household is £3,000-£4,000 worse off.
But he does want to be the next British leader.
Yes.
And his party is not the only party sitting to the right, if you like. There's also Restore Britain, and that's led by MP Rupert Lowe. Now, he wants to actually collaborate, doesn't he, with Nigel Farage? Tell me about that.
He has been murmuring, yeah, and they are further right to reform. I mean, Restore seems to have the backing, not that I'm on X because I've left it since it turned into a toilet when Elon Musk took it over. But I was just like, you can't even go on there and say, have a nice day. You just get abused. So,
so true.
Anyway, he seems to have the backing of Musk, who seems to poke his nose into UK politics where it's really not wanted, and make these wild claims about what London is like and that it's turned into some kind of hellscape. I live in London. It's not. So that's Rupert Lowe. And he talks about mass deportations, and he talks about, in such a troubling way, you know, people who've been living here their whole lives, and oh, it's pretty gross. So, yes, I think Farage knows perhaps that it might be that reform have peaked, you know. And so who knows? They might get together, yeah, as a coalition, and we'll see. These figures are very divisive. They've got big egos. Who knows whether they could actually work together and find a way forward. But yeah, there is that threat, 100%. I just think until people feel like they've got some money in their pockets, you are at risk of extreme populist views really, you know, taking a grip. And I think that's true all over Europe.
So, Gemma, at the end of this week, the people of Clacton will make their decision. They could vote for Nigel Farage, or they could vote for Binface. I think you're saying it's pretty certain at this point that Farage will win, but in politics, anything is possible, right?
Well, anything is possible. Anything is possible. But I just think because of the constituency, because of where it is, there are plenty of constituencies in the UK who would love to transfer Farage with a bin. But unfortunately, he knows what he's doing. And I think it would be a miracle if Binface were to win. But I hope that he gets enough votes to at least make a point of how ridiculous it all is. And what I do know as well is that Reform have moved all their resources to Clacton. So they must be panicking a bit.
All right, well, just tell me though, Gemma, if Farage wins, which seems likely at this point, what happens about these really serious allegations over donations? He obviously wants them to go away, but do they just go away?
I think that's wishful thinking. I think areas of the media that have given him a pretty easy time of it are doing their job now and digging deep and going, no, I think the number is too big, £5 million. It's just, you know, this is Farage who opened a conference when Starmer became prime minister, leading with, it's so disgusting that he took a donation to have some suits and some glasses paid for, which he declared and was, you know, within the parliamentary rules.
Do you like them? Very expensive. But guess what? I bought them myself. How about that?
You can't then take £5 million, not declare it, and then get cross every time somebody asks you about it. So I think there's more to come, and the Times newspaper's really going for it. So we'll see.
But tell me, if there is a huge upset, really, could a man wearing a bin sit in the British Parliament? Is that allowed?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. It's British democracy. Absolutely. And yeah, I'd be here for it, and it would serve them right. And also, quite frankly, Count Binface, he's perhaps more sensible than the other MPs I've come across. So why not?
Parliamentary rules stipulate that you can't wear what is going on here. So what will you do if you win?
Au contraire, sunshine.
Actually, British members of Parliament have been saying they are genuinely looking at how they can change the rules so that I can sit in the House of Commons in my full magnificence.
Gemma Forte is the co-host of the Trawl podcast and a political journalist and commentator. This episode was produced by Ilaria Brophy and Louise Mylan. Audio production by Cinnamon Nippard. Our supervising producer is Sydney Peed. I'm Sam Hawley. Thanks for listening.